Italy plans to lift coronavirus travel ban as infection rates drop. By Amy Furr on May 16, 2020. The Italian government announced plans Saturday to begin lifting its travel ban, as the country is experiencing a sharp drop in coronavirus infection rates. The Italian government plans to allow travel to and from the country beginning June 3, according to a new decree signed Saturday by Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte. Citizens will also be able to travel freely within the country starting that same day, CBS News reported. However, certain travel may remain limited based on disease risks and will be evaluated on a case-by-case basis. People who have tested positive for COVID-19 will still remain under strict quarantine orders, the outlet said. Opening its borders was a huge step forward in the country's attempt to reopen its economy as the summer tourist season begins, according to the Associated Press, AP. Many hope the move will revive a decimated tourist industry, which is worth 13% of Italy's gross domestic product, the article noted. Last week, several Italian regions demanded that their shops and restaurants be allowed to begin the reopening phase on May 11, and the economy opened up more as the month progressed, according to Breitbart News. The autonomous region of South Tyrol voted 28-1 in its regional council to begin lifting restrictions this week after it saw a second consecutive day with no new Chinese coronavirus cases, and will allow several industries to reopen their doors on Monday, the report noted. The industries allowed to reopen under social distancing rules and health precautions would include restaurants, hairdressers and beauty salons, museums, libraries, and youth centers. When Rome did not listen to requests for regional differentiation of the measures for several weeks, South Tyrol Governor Arno Kompatscher said, "We decided to undertake our autonomous legislative path and the region wants to face phase two in the name of applying its autonomy." Per Saturday's decree, all sectors of the economy that were still closed would be allowed to reopen in June as long as health and safety guidelines were followed, according to CBS News. Health officials plan to closely monitor reopening in order to limit further infections, the article concluded.